If capitalism is fair, then unionism must be. If men have a right to capitalize their ideas and the resources of their country, then that implies the right of men to capitalize their labor. Frank Lloyd Wright, architect, writer, educator. I'm Kevin Cook, and today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. In honor of that, the KBMF NewsHour will air in its entirety a speech made by Dr. King on April 4th, 1967, entitled Beyond Vietnam, A Time to Break the Silence. Addressing a crowd of 3,000 at Riverside Church in New York City, King condemned the war as anti-democratic, impractical, and unjust. He described the daily suffering of Vietnamese peasants caught in the crossfire, as well as the human and economic burdens being placed on America's poor. Not only were lower-class Americans more likely to fight in Vietnam, but Johnson's domestic war on poverty was being derailed by U.S. foreign policy. King called for an immediate end to the bombing and a negotiated peace settlement with Vietnam. Although some activists supported King's opposition to the war, many were concerned that the speech would be perceived as unpatriotic and hinder the civil rights struggle by connecting it to more radical peace movement. On this day, let us not only remember Dr. King's work to foster racial harmony, but also his championing of pro-peace, anti-imperialist causes, as well as his fight to support the working class and unionism against the capitalists.